संकीर्तन की श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवेत भक्तवृंद की हिताय गौर स्तनात्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरश्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायण नमस्कृत नरं सेव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदरेत मुकम करति बाचलंग पंगुलंग हैति गिरी जत्कृपा तमहं वंदे परमानंद माधव श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण दृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते जय पटकाशमित नाम। सो टुडे वी लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 26 ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर सती क्विट्स हर बॉडी। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। एवं सुदेहं महतां महीयसा मुहु समारोपितं अंकं आदरा जिहासति दक्षर्षा मनस्विनी दधार गार्ते सुअनिलाग्नि धारणम्। एवं सुदेहं महतां महीयसा मुहु समारोपितं अंकं आदरा जिहासति दक्षरुषा मनस्विनी दधार गात्रेषु अनिलाग्निधारणम् एवं स्वदेहं महतां महीयसा मुहु समारोपितं अंकं आदरा जिहासति दक्षर्षा मनस्विनी दधार गात्रेषु अनिलाग्निधारणम् एवं स्वदेहं महतां महीयसा मुहु समारोपितं अंकं आदरा ध्यासति दक्षर्षा मनस्विनी दधार गात्रेषु अनिलाग्निधारणम् लेडीज एवं स्वदेहं महतां महीयसाम् एवं दस स्वदेहम हर वन बॉडी महताम ऑफ द ग्रेट सेंट्स महियसा मस्ट वर्शिपफुल मुहु अगेन एंड अगेन समारोपितम सीटेड अंकम ऑन द लैप आदरात रेस्पेक्टफुली जिहासति विशिंग टू गिव अप दक्ष रुषा ड्यू टू एंगर टुवर्ड्स दक्ष మనస్సుని భర్లింటరిలి దధార ప్లేస్డ్ గత్రేసు ఆన్ ది లింప్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ అనిల అగ్ని ధారణం మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ ది ఫైర్ అండ్ ఎయిర్. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, in order to give up her body, which had been so respectfully and affectionately seated on the lap of Lord Shiva, who's worshipped by great sages and saints, Sati, due to anger towards her father, began to meditate on the fiery air within the body. Purport. Lord Shiva is described herein as the best of all great souls. Although Sati's body was born of Daksha, Lord Shiva used to adore her by sitting her on his lap. This is considered a great token of respect. Thus, Sati's body was not ordinary, but still she decided to give it up because it was the source of unhappiness because of its connection with Daksha. This severe example set by Sati is to be followed. One should be extremely careful about associating with persons who are not respectful to the higher authorities. It is instructed, therefore, in the Vedic literature that one should always be free from association of atheists and non-devotees and should try to associate with the devotees for by the association of the devotee one can be elevated to the platform of self-realization. This injunction is stressed in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. If one wants to be liberated from the clutches of material existence, then one has to associate with great souls. And if one wants to continue one's material existential life, then one may associate with persons who are materialistic. The materialistic way of life is based on sex life. Thus, both becoming addicted to sex life and associating with persons who are addicted to sex life are condemned in the Vedic literature, because such association will simply interfere with one's spiritual progress. However, association with great personalities, devotees who are great souls, will elevate one to the spiritual platform. Sati Devi decided to quit the body she had obtained from Daksha's body, and she wanted to transfer herself to another body so that she might have completely uncontaminated association with Lord Shiva. Of course, it is understood that in her next life, she would take birth as the daughter of the Himalaya, Parvati, and then she would again accept Lord Shiva as her husband. Sati and Lord Shiva are eternally related. Even after she changes her body, the relationship is never broken. It's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, here in this subject matter of Sati quits her body, the most important, the focus has been given to the Vaishnava Aparad. And I know whoever will read one verse from this subject matter, they must be speaking a lot of things on Vaishnava Aparad. Many speakers, they would relate to Vaishnava Aparad. We know the topic of this Daksha means he offended Lord Shiva, means Vaishnava Aparad. We see in Bhagavatam how it speaks more about the devotees than God. The devotion is so prominent in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many chapters you will see hardly God's presence is there. But so much elaborate explanation about devotee and devotion, starting all the way from great personalities like Lord Shiva, who is Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu. How is great Vaishnava, great devotee he is. All the down to other personalities like Dhruva, how bhakti, how devoted he was. Then how an animal like elephant, great devotee he was. How a personality who has taken birth in a demon family like Prahlad Maharaj. How devoted he was. Bali Maharaj, being a member of demon family, how he surrendered. Everywhere throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, surrendering to Krishna, devotee and devotion is given so much importance. Even if I had to speak of great personality like Lord Shiva, who was a great devotee, even if demon was a great devotee. The demon like Vitrasur, Bali, he was in demon family, but we don't say demon Bali, we say Bali Maharaj. Vitra, we say Vitrasur, he has a demon. So my point is in Bhagavatam, it has become more important the how to deal with devotee than to deal with God, to deal with Bhagavan. To deal with Bhakta has become more important than deal with Bhagavan. So it speaks about so much Bhagavata, so much things related to devotee. So because this happens, because devotee has given most importance, just like when Jagai Madhai, they committed offense to Nityananda Prabhu. Then one of them protected and one was beating Nityananda Prabhu. Who was beating Nityananda Prabhu? Madhai. Then when Lord Gauranga came and embraced Jagai, oh, you protected my Nitai. So he was very happy. So he embraced Jagai. Then Jagai told, oh Madhai, please go, fall at the lotus feet of Gauranga. So you will be delivered. Then Madhai approached Gauranga, please excuse me, please give me also love of Godhead. Gauranga said, no, you will not get love of Godhead. But Madhai, he is from Brahman family, so he knows some Puran from the before. So he told, why? I have seen so many demons, they come to kill you, still you deliver them. So if I came, so why you will not deliver me? Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu saying, yes, if somebody comes to kill me, I'll deliver him. But if somebody touch my devotee's body, I'll not deliver him. I'll finish him up. So in this way, Chaitanya Bhagavata explains the importance of these things. So much so, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is giving his comment on this event, on this subject matter, that how is it possible Jagai Madhai being, there so much sinful, so much sinful activities they have committed. As all of you have heard, that even with Yamaraj was struck with wonder, that how they committed so much sinful activities. Chitragupta reporting to Yamaraj after seeing, visiting the deliverance of Jagai Madhai, and Yamaraj going back to his planet, he asked Chitragupta, can you tell me how much sinful and pious activities these two personalities have committed? And Chitragupta telling, oh my dear Yamaraj, what is use of all your labor keeping so much record of their sinful activities, pious activities? You should throw all those records into the Ganges. No use. Now they have got love of Godhead. Now please tell me what they have done. Then Chitragupta saying, how can I explain to you? The record I have stored, the amount of sinful activities they have committed, so much. And whole warehouse is filled. If you appoint 100,000 people, in 1 month they can't finish that. So how can I tell you on the street? She's explaining, my dear Yamaraj, when these two personalities, they were committing sinful activities regularly. Every day reporters would come. Oh, they did this, they did that. Then there one group of people, writers, they would write. And they would write things. Then they would become very angry. What are you doing? No, we are getting tired of writing the record of their sinful activities. So they would get a reporter's case. Then reporter would say, what? Why are you getting on our case? What can we do? They are committing sinful activities. And the office staff in Jamaraja's office, they would cry, thinking, oh, these guys, how they will tolerate the amount of simple activity they are committing, the suffering they have to go through, how they would cry. And in spite of that, how these two guys, by Lord's mercy, not only they become delivered from their sinful reaction, Krishna has told that I'll deliver you from sarva papabhya mukhya sami, all sinful reaction. Oh, Lord is very merciful. He gives liberation. But how is it possible that Jagai Madhai not only become free from sinful reaction, not only they got liberation, they got love of Godhead, which is dullabh, rare to be obtained by Lord Shiva and Brahma. Okay, one way is the magnanimity of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. They are very magnanimous. They deliver, they have come deliver to the most fallen soul. This is magnanimity of Lord Gauranga. What is greatest thing? That he will give something which even the highest person has not received. Then he will give to whom? He will give to that personality who is the lowest among all the lowest. That is magnanimity. That is Mahabhadanya. So that magnanimity is there. But what was the qualification to receive the mercy of Lord Gauranga? What Jagai Madhai, what Sukriti they had done? What sadhana they had done? How many days they attended Mangal Arati, chanted 16 rounds, or how much books they have distributed, what they have done, what good things they have done. All they have done, so much sinful activities, even if Jamaraj gets struck with wonder. But in spite of that, how can they get love of Godhead? The answer, Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, because they are drunkard, that's why they got love of Godhead. Oh, very good. You become drunkard. By drinking, you get love of Godhead. He says, yes, they are so much drunk, they are committing sinful activities. Because they are so much drunk, they had no time to do gossip or do Vaishnava aparad. They are engaged in sinful activities. But they are so much intoxicated, they have no time to gossip, do prajalpa as we do. Even if we are engaged in so much devotional service, as soon as we find some time, immediately the saliva comes from our mouth, right? When Maharaja is telling, the Vaishnava aparat is not an ordinary thing. It's like a pickle. No? When you see a pickle, you have sweet rice, you have cake, everything very nice, very tasty. But a pickle comes in front of your mouth, then saliva comes. Nothing like saliva brings. See, Vaishnava aparat is like that. It brings saliva. We can resist that. Somehow do we surrender to that. So that is the final thing. That Vrindavan Das Thakur explaining that they are so much intoxicated. That they have no time for all this paraninda, paracharcha, blaspheming, discussing. Even if in this material world, you don't discuss what to speak of ninda, blaspheming. You don't have to discuss anything good about materialistic people also. Nothing good, nothing bad. Then somebody asked me, why Maharaj, why should not we discuss something good about the people? But there is nothing good about the people in this material world. Everything is bad. So anything we discuss, paraninda, paracharcha, any discussion about anything else that affects, and which these two personalities, they did not have that opportunity. Because they are so drunk. They are always in another platform. So that's why Krishna is saying, you commit sinful activities, I'll protect you. But Vaishnava aparad is very dangerous. So that's why you must have heard many speakers, must have touched different angles. They must have spoken on Vaishnava aparad. That day Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he was explaining very nicely about the anarthas. How four kinds of anartha he explained. Asat Trishna, Hridaya Dravalya, Aparad Pravanata, then Swarup Bhram during Prabhupada festival time. There are four kinds of anartha, and one was Aparad Pravanata. That we are prone to commit offense. very difficult to resist committing offense. And also, Vishwanath Chakravartipad, he is explaining four kinds of anarthas according to the source of anarthas, where they arise from. This is very interesting. The anartha arises from the four kinds of anartha. One is sukrititha anartha. The anartha, duskrititha anartha. The anartha which arises due to your sinful activities. Duskrititha anartha. Anartha arising from your sinful activities. Then there is sukrititha anartha. Anartha arising from your pious activities. And there is aparadhatha anartha. Anartha arriving from your aparadh, offense. The last one is bhaktutha anartha. The anartha arising from your bhakti. Very interesting. How, by doing bhakti, some anartha can arise. Bhakti will eradicate anartha. Isn't it? Anartha upasamam sakhat bhakti jagam adhakcha jay lokasya janat vidyank chakra sasvata sanghita. Bhagavat explaining. Anartha upasamam sakthat bhakti yogam adhakthaje. By engaging in devotional service, anartha will be eradicated. But here is in that bhaktutha anartha. Bhakti arises from bhakti. Anartha arises from bhakti. In the same way also, when it's a devotee, they fall down. So what is the cause of that the devotee fall down? Why devotees they fall? The different reasons been given. Sometimes we are not serious in our devotional life, so that makes us to fall down. Sometimes, due to bad association, we fall down. And of course, due to Vaishnava aparad, we fall down. Sometimes demigods, they make devotees to fall down. Because demigods, if somebody is doing their sadhana, sometimes demigods, they get scared, oh, he may take over my position. So there will be somebody to make you fall down. And sometimes God also makes devotees to fall down. The Bhagavan also makes devotees to fall down. The same way, this bhaktutha anartha, bhakti also makes, this is one kind of anartha also, arises from bhakti. The duskrititha anartha, you commit sinful activities, of course that is very obvious, what kind of anartha is that. And sukrititha anartha, we do pious activities, then so much opulence, this, that nice facilities are there, then we forget to remember Krishna. Well, nowadays, people, they think everything is available there. So what is the necessity of God? This is sukrititha anartha. Then the aparadhatha anartha, we commit some offense. Also, that creates anartha. Then bhaktutha anartha. What is that? If we practice devotional service, this bhakti has a quality, jagat prinanam. Jagat prinanam. If somebody will become devotee, people will like him very much. People will love him very much. The devotees, they like everybody. And also, as soon as you practice bhakti, people will like you. They will worship you. They will give you donation. They will give you respect. All these are also anarthas. This is bhaktutha anartha. Once you become more and more serious, you will become in bhakti, and more all these anarthas will come. Puja, lab, puja, pratistha. So these are known as bhaktutha anartha. So all these anarthas will be eradicated in different degree, in different level of our sadhana. As we know, Rupa Goswami has explained, to reach at the level of prema, we have to go through the different stages. Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. Different levels are there. But these different levels, at different level, the different kinds of Anartha Nivriti will take place. So, Vishwanath Chakravartipad has explained the five kinds of Anartha Nivriti. After explaining four kinds of anarthas, then nibriti, the eradication of anartha. There are five levels of eradication of anarthas. One is ekadasa bartini, anartha nibriti. Ekadasa bartini, anartha nibriti means, out of 100%, 15-20% अनर्थ बीन इराडिकेटेड, देन बहुदेशवर्तिनी अनर्थ निवृत्ति मीन्स अबाउट 30-40% अनर्थ बीन इराडिकेटेड, देन दैर इज कंप्लीट कंप्लीट अनर्थ निवृत्ति पूर्ण कंप्लीट अनर्थ निवृत्ति मीन्स प्राय ऑलमोस्ट अनर्थ निवृत्ति 60-70% अनर्थ निवृत्ति, देन पूर्ण अनर्थ निवृत्ति मीन्स 90-95% अनर्थ निवृत्ति, देन दज आत्यंतिक अनर्थ निवृत्ति, आत्यंतिक अनर्थ निवृत्ति मीन्स कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम अनर्थ। आत्यंतिक वर्ड इज वेरी इंपोर्टेंट, जस्ट लाइक वी नो द वेलफेयर, मंगल, मंगल मीन्स वेलफेयर, शुभ मीन्स वेलफेयर, बट आत्यंतिक मंगल द अल्टीमेट ऑस्पिशियसनेस, दैट इज ऑस्पिशियसनेस, दैट इज अल्टीमेट ऑस्पिशियसनेस, एंड पीपल दे आर अकॉइंटेड द ऑस्पिशियसनेस बट दे डू नॉट द अल्टीमेट ऑस्पिशियसनेस। द सेम वे द अनर्थ, यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ डिफरेंट लेवल्स ऑफ अनर्थ निवृत्ति, मे बी वी आर फ्री फ्रॉम सम काइंड्स ऑफ अनर्थ बट अनर्थ हैज टू बी इराडिकेटेड ऑल दी अप टू आत्यंतिक अनर्थ। इवन इफ समबडी व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ पार्शियली, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ टू मच अनर्थ निवृत्ति, वेरी मच अनर्थ निवृत्ति, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ कंप्लीट अनर्थ निवृत्ति, इवन इफ कंप्लीट अनर्थ निवृत्ति वी से बट स्टिल देयर इज समथिंग, अनर्थ इज देयर व्हिच विल अफेक्ट अस, एंड डिफरेंट लेवल, डिफरेंट स्टेजेस, दिस नाइन स्टेजेस ऑफ भक्ति टू रीच ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ प्रेमा, सो दिस अनर्थ गेट्स इराडिकेटेड इन डिफरेंट डिफरेंट मैग्निट्यूड, लेकिन सम लेवल आदौ श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग भजन क्रिया, इन भजन क्रिया में भी सम लेवल ऑफ अनर्थ विल बी इराडिकेटेड, निष्ठा अनदर लेवल ऑफ अनर्थ निवृत्ति विल टेक प्लेस, इन रुचि सम अदर लेवल ऑफ अनर्थ निवृत्ति विल टेक प्लेस, बट द अनर्थ विल स्टे विथ अस ऑल दी अप टू भावल लेवल, इन भावल लेवल ऑल्सो, एंड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ भावल लेवल, इवन इफ इन द लेवल ऑफ प्रेमा ऑल्सो अनर्थ विल बी देयर, अंटिल अनलेस वी सी गॉड फेस टू फेस, दिस अनर्थ, द अनर्थ व्हिच अराइजेस फ्रॉम दिस अपराध, the anarth which arises from sinful activities, that will be eradicated in lower level of sadhana. Anarthas which arises from pious activities will be eradicated from little higher level of our sadhana. Anarthas from aparath will be eradicated more, anarthas from bhakti will be eradicated little more higher level of our sadhana. But anarth which will arise from aparath, this will stay all the up to very high level. Very high level. And according to scripture, that stage, even if of nishta, we say, adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nivritti, then nishta. We tell anartha nivritti, you come to platform of nishta means anartha nivritti. All anarthas are eradicated, now you are platform of nishta, but that is not true. Anarthas are not eradicated fully. In nishtha level, anarthas are there. In ruchi level, anarthas are there. In asakti level, anarthas are there. In bhava level, anarthas are there. So much up to prema also. Until, unless you see God face to face, just see how subtle, how delicate it is. That we can try to refrain from sin. But anartha, this amanartha which arises, this aparadhatha anartha, this aparad prabhanata, the prone to commit this aparad is so subtle, that remains. All our sadhana, that's what they say, we are doing sadhana, we are doing our bhajan, we are chanting 16 rounds and holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, trying to become Vaishnava. But what state of mind you have to chant? That is very difficult subject matter. That's why in Bengal they say that Vaishnav Haibare Haichula Sad Trinadapi Shloksune Padegala Bad. I had developed a desire to become Vaishnav. Vaishnav Haibare Haichula Sad. I have developed a taste to become Vaishnav. But when I heard this verse of Trinadapi Sunichana Tararipa Sahishna, then everything I have to give up. It's not so easy as it sounds to be. Trinadapi Sunichana Tarariva Sahishna Amaninang Manandana Kirtanya Sadahari. Oof, very difficult. For materialistic people, very difficult. You have to become more humble than a grass, more tolerant than tree. Don't expect respect from anyone, but give respect to everybody. The most difficult job. It's the most difficult job for a living entity can do like this. That means you are completely surrender. Fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And who likes to surrender? When you go to preach, you please surrender to Krishna. No. Surrendering? I don't want to surrender. Nobody likes to surrender. Because that is why you are here. Because you don't like to surrender. In this, even in material life also, nobody likes to surrender. We will always like to revolt against the government. In your family, children, they don't like to surrender father. Wife doesn't like to surrender husband. Nobody wants to surrender. They think surrender means, then we have to suffer. Because we are so much mistreated in this material world. We are so much exploited in this material world. In material world, master exploit this servant and enjoy. Right? That we all know. That we are all scared. We say, surrender to Krishna. No, don't tell him to surrender to anybody. I don't want to be subordinate to anyone. But we do not understand. The interesting part in spiritual world is not as we surrender in material world where servant is exploited and master is enjoying. It's not like that. But devotees, they surrender. Why? Because they know by surrendering the master, that master will surrender. The servant gets more pleasure than the master there. Why you are tempted? Why we should not be tempted? Why should we be scared to surrender to Krishna? Krishna never exploits his devotee to enjoy. Rather, what enjoyment he receives by receiving service from his devotee servant, the servant enjoys more than the Krishna. That's why Krishna wants, oh, let me see how my devotee they enjoying by serving me. So here is the very interesting things. The materialistic people, they do not understand. So they don't accept these things, that we have to surrender to someone. So in this way, this committing offense is very, very important subject matter. Though I know, I talk these things in class many times, but I am also committing sinful, Vaishnava aparad. But to talk sitting on the vyasasana is very easy. But to observe is very difficult. And when it will become more difficult? When you're really serious and try to implement in your life, then you'll understand how difficult it is. Now it is not difficult for us because we are not serious so much. But when you become serious to implement this, then you'll feel the strain. Oh, very heavy to refrain from Vaishnava aparad. And so many kinds of things will come to our mind. How to prove that not I am not committing Vaishnava aparad. How to prove these things. Our mind will prompt us. Anything we do, we don't recognize. We are not sensitive to the Vaishnava aparad. As it has been explained in scripture, that's why it has been explained in scripture, if we commit a Vaishnava aparad, then how will we become free from that? The first thing we have to go and we beg apologize. Please forgive me. If that Vaishnava become happy, the gravity of the offense is not so heavy, then he excuses you, okay. But we have committed so much, our offense so grave, that even if he beg excuse, so he is not happy. Then what we have to do? Then we have to go and do some service. First we go glorify him, seriously. That doesn't work, then do some service, wash his cloth, do something, so that he will become happy. But if he still is not happy, then one has to repent, constantly repenting, 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 and chanting, chanting, chanting. Then you will become free from aparadha. Chant until your death. So grave. Oh, very good. If I have committed offense to someone, then I don't have to go and beg forgiveness. I just can chant few extra rounds in my house. Sometimes mind will prompt us. We don't like, I am a senior devotee. He is a new bhakta, I committed something, how can I go beg apology? So I just go to my, but I know I am a senior devotee, I know Vaishnava Parad. So I just go chant extra rounds in my rooms. But that will not remove. That will not remove my aparad pramanata. One has to go and beg apology. Vishnu Chakrabarti is saying, sometimes this may come to our mind. Yes, yes, I should not commit Vaishnava aparad. I have some, I committed some aparad to Archita Prabhu. Archita Prabhu? Archita? Or Archita? Archita, huh? Then I will think, well, is he Vaishnav? You have 26 qualities with you? You have 26 qualities of Vaishnavs? He does not have. So you have committed some aparad, so I will not get a Vaishnav aparad. So because he has not some 26 qualities. So my mind will prompt like this. Huh? So he is a Vaishnava aparadha means one who is Vaishnava. Then if I commit aparadha, then only it will affect me. But he doesn't have 26 qualities, he is not a Vaishnava. But not, it is not like that. It is not like that. Even if somebody just started life of bhakti, what to speak of somebody just started life of bhakti, even if somebody is not a devotee. Chaitanya Bhagavata explains again and again, Vrindavan Das reminding, telling that don't commit, don't give pain, what to speak of Vaishnava, to any ordinary living entities. You will not get Krishna prem if you give pain any ordinary living entities. We are very warm when we speak about Dasnam Aparad. ISKCON devotees are very much devoted to Krishna, so whenever there is some discussion about demigods, we see demigods as if they are very rotten fellows. But that is also aparad. Krishna saying, Chaitanya Bhagavata saying, if you offense demigods, never expect you will get Krishna prema in your life. Sometimes you are very adverse to demigods. Once I was in Holland, so I went to a Hindu temple. They have Shiva, Kali, Durga, Rama, then Krishna. So I was offering obeisances one after another. Then the pujari was very surprised. He called me, he's a Hindu pujari. That you are from ISKCON? I said, yes. But you are offering obeisances to Kali, Shiva, everybody. So what is the problem? For all your ISKCON people, they come, they straight go to Krishna. They don't look even if they are. No. But no, it's not like that. They are saying, the mouth you are committing offense to demigods, same mouth you have to glorify them. You are very much expert. How to bless them, the karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakale, visarabhanda. But Shastra saying, the same mouth you are blaspheming karmakanda, you have to glorify the good side of the karmakanda. The good side of the other little Shruti Shastra Ninda. It's so subtle things. It's like that. So, it is not like that, he is not devotee, so he is not a Vaishnava aparad. Our mind is so expert. Sometimes, if somebody is really Paramahansa, some real Vaishnava, I commit some aparad. Then mind will tell me, oh, Paramahansa, great Vaishnava means they don't take aparad. So if he takes my aparad, then he is not Param Vaishnava. And if he is real Vaishnava, he will not take my aparad, my offense. So I don't have to beg apology there. So just see, how we are tricked. So many ways. We are getting tricked in this way by our mind. So you say, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is telling, if we go through branches, and this will go through the leaves. And if you go through the leaves, this mentality will go through our veins. Very subtle, very subtle. And very subtle, these things. So that's why this very important subject matter, that this Vaishnava aparadha, that what we have to be very, very careful and sensitive. It's a matter of sensitive. More we grow in our bhakti, we become very sensitive. Now we are not sensitive. So even some gross aparad we do, we don't recognize this as a Vaishnava aparad. Once I was in Buenos Aires, so I was going with Jayapatak Maharaj, because he is my spiritual master. I was sitting in the back seat, so he came late when he is riding in the car. So he has his lathi, his stick, you know. So he kept the stick, then the stick fell on me. So when the stick fell on me, so he is trying to toss my feet, oh please excuse me. It is good for me, if guru stick fell on disciple's body, it is very fortunate. But he is so sensitive. How sensitive? No? That is, oh please excuse me, stick fell on your body, just see. No? That's why in each and every respect, does not matter how higher, how lower position or this, that. This Vaishnava aparadha we do. If I become angry, I rebuke somebody, I beat, hit somebody, what? He is not getting affected. I am getting affected. It is not painful to him, painful to me. So that's why it doesn't matter what is that personality that I am committing aparadha to. And who is committing aparadha? That is the main subject matter. That we are committing offense. Now how that will affect us? So much of Vaishnava aparadha, knowingly, unknowingly, in every level, this thing is there. So it looks like that our whole life we have to struggle. Our whole life we have to struggle on this, concentrating. And of course, once we become more serious on bhakti, the sensitiveness for Vaishnava aparadha will manifest gradually, automatically. Automatically. Without any extra endeavor, if we serious become bhakti, devotion will increase. Now automatically sensitiveness towards this Vaishnava aparadha will increase. And initially it will start with that we will commit some Vaishnava aparadha. We can't refrain. But after doing that, we will feel, oh, why I did like this. Sometime we will not feel even it. Oh, I did it correct. Why should not I do this thing? This is correct. We don't feel the severity. Now, when we grow in bhakti, in first stage, we'll feel it. We'll do. We'll commit. But we'll feel afterwards, oh, why I did like this. So that will increase the sensitiveness within us. How to refrain from this Vaishnava aparadha. So in this way, the very important subject matter, I was trying to touch two things here. One is Vaishnava aparadha, another is Sati. Their mother Parvati being Sati. How powerful is Sati, but there is no time. But I'll just conclude, I'll tell this much. That this Sati, chest lady, is so much powerful. Just see her potency. Is so much powerful. That much more powerful, the lady can be much more powerful than a great sannyasi. Within few minutes I'll tell a small story. That how there is a sannyasi, there is a lady, she had one husband, he had leprosy, so much so he can't walk even it. Then this lady was very chaste lady. And the leprosy person, he developed a desire to associate with a prostitute. He was always morose, not happy. One day, his wife asked, why you look so much morose? I'm serving you so nicely. He said, I want to associate with some prostitute. Oh, no problem, I will arrange that. But how can he associate with the prostitute? Will take money. But this lady goes every day, night time, into the house of this prostitute and clean her utensils, courtyards, everything cleans. Then prostitute see, who is cleaning my house every day? In one night, she was waiting to catch who is doing this. Then she found this lady cleaning everything. And she asked, why are you doing these things? Then she told that my husband has a desire like this, but I have no money. But he wants to enjoy with you. Then she said, oh, no problem. You bring him. You are such a nice lady. She can enjoy with me. No problem. Bring him. Then one day, night time, this chaste lady, because that leprosy guy cannot walk. She has to carry this person and brought him to this prostitute. And the prostitutes very intelligent. In previous ages, there are some prostitutes, there are also high class prostitutes who are there. Yeah, very cultured prostitutes are there, very intelligent. You don't know, then prostitute house also been used, the soil of prostitute house has been used for many ceremonies. Prostitutes not supposed to be looked, there is a part of a Vedic civilization has prostitution also there. It's not like that, it's not there. It is there for a certain class of people. And a lot of nice things are there. And all prostitutes are not bad also. That prostitutes, they just chant, dance, or you have seen, we have many examples like that also. So this prostitute said, okay, you bring him. So before when he came, so she has arranged many pots, and clay pot, one iron pot, and copper pot, and silver pot, and gold pot. Then she has put chickpea into each pot, chickpea. Then when this person came, leprosy person came, then she asked, okay, you want to enjoy with me? No problem. But before you enjoy with me, that you have to eat something first. So please, you choose one of the pot and you eat whatever you like. Then this person, this person is from Brahman family, nice person, but he was like that. But then he picked up chickpea from the golden pot and eating. And after he finished, then prostitute explained to him, just see, what you are eating, the chickpea. Chickpea is there in clay pot, in iron pot, in silver pot. The pots are different, but what you are eating is the same, chickpea. So, but you are Brahman, so that's why you like the golden pot chickpea. But I am prostitute, I am like clay pot. You want to enjoy, you have a chaste lady, chaste wife, she is like gold. And the same enjoyment you want to do, but you are choosing a clay pot like me. Why you have come to take a, you should, you know, pot is different, but enjoyment is same, the chickpea. So she explained the whole thing to him. Then he understood what mistake he has done. Then immediately dropped his idea to associate this prostitute. He said, okay, my dear wife, please take me back to my house. Then she was carrying back her husband. And she was carrying, his leg was hanging. In dark night she was walking. And when she was walking, there was one sannyasi, saint, rishi was being tapasya. So his leg touched his head because he could not see. And her tapasya, her meditation broke. Then he cursed that who touched my head, whoever broke my meditation, I curse him. Before sunrise, that person will die. Before sunrise, this person will die. Then this chaste lady heard that my husband will die. But for chaste lady, nothing is higher for them than their husband. Husband is life and soul, everything is for them. They don't recognize anybody else except my husband. That's it. That is my world. That is my life. Everything. The husband will die. What will happen? Then he said, why my husband will die? She has not done any offense. I did offense. I didn't see also you. So why this curse should take place to my husband? Then she said, okay, you are a great saint, sannyasi. You have cursed that before sunrise, my husband will die. If I am chaste lady, I have chastity. So now I curse. The sun will not rise, my husband will not die. Let me see. I will not let the sun rise. If sun will rise, then my husband will die only. But I curse, sun will not rise. So my husband will, because this saint curse has to take place, sun, he has to die. But now I curse, the sun will not rise. So both saint and here see the chaste lady. Sannyasi and just lady. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, all the central personalities waiting to chant Gayatri. What is happening? The sun is not rising. The whole universe, everybody in anxiety. Time passing, sun not rising, sun not rising. Sun got stuck at one place, couldn't move anything. Whole planet, whole universe in problem. So what is going on here? And they found this chaste lady has told the sun will not rise, so that my husband will not die. Then finally, all the demigods, Lord Vishnu, they have to come and approach her. Please, you take back your curse or promise, whatever. Let the sun rise, and the whole universe will be destroyed. They said, okay, then you let not my husband die. But what to be done? The saint has said he has to die. Then he died, then again they bring him back to life. I just give a small example. Sati now burning her body with fire, this, that's the potency. The potency of the chastity. And potency of the devotion. And the dangers of the Vaishnava Parad. Everything together. Three in one. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you all very much. So I have something for you from Siddham Mayapur. Some Narasimha oil. You might have got it from His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. But I have something extra than that. I have some Charan Tulasi and Chandan from Mayapur also. I'll give you. So this year we are celebrating Gaur Purnima in a very grand way. This year is the 40th anniversary of ISKCON and also 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. Last year he came back from Gaya. This year Nityananda joined him. And we are celebrating 500th anniversary of Sankirtan movement. And we are inviting all the preachers, especially all the book distributors, will come to Mayapur. And we are expecting many, many devotees. So I also invite as many as Los Angeles devotees, if possible all Los Angeles devotees can come to Siddha Mayapur to attend this Gaur Purnima festival. Hare Krishna. Please come forward and take this humble gift from Siddha Mayapur.